John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
It is time for us to introduce you to our guest for this morning. He will be appearing tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at Punchline Philly. You can always get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Joining us, ladies and gentlemen, for the very first time here in the studio is Amir Kay. Hi, Amir.
Good morning, and it's a pleasure to be here.
All right.
John DiBella,
Thank you very much, Amir. And I have to tell you, it is, you know, there's something, you know, you've got that Amir name, and you've got that Amir look. But you don't have that Amir voice.
I don't have that Amir voice. What do you expect? Hello.
Like Jafar from Aladdin.
Good morning. I have a bunch of racist Philadelphia talking. Is that more your pleasure?
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Now it feels right.
You don't have the Amir voice. I'll give it to you all weekend.
Now, you're from Cali. Your family's from...
I'm a Cali boy.
You're a Cali boy. Mm-hmm. All right, right. But your dad's in Iran.
My dad's in Iran. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
and but mom's here.
Setting up for ISIS. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. No. He, my dad moved back to Iran when I graduated college. And my mom's in Cali.
All right, so what are we like? You graduated college, you go, my work is done here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He goes, later. You're going to see the family and have a good life. At the time, with a little bit of money, you could have a good time out there. Uh-huh. And then now it's all messed up. So he wants to come back, so we're trying to figure out a way to get him back.
All right, so,
We have to wait a few years.
They got the travel ban going.
No,
he's a citizen, so he's good.
Okay.
He comes once a year.
All right. It's kind of like Santa.
There you go. But he doesn't bring gifts. He brings whoopings. Whatever that is. The whooping Santa.
Your voice goes all over the place.
I'll tell you, buddy, amazing. I don't have a real voice. I moved here when I was five. Straight to Southern California. I didn't speak English.
Did you learn through TV and stuff?
No, I learned through mimicking the kids in my neighborhood.
Really?
I had a Mexican accent for the first time.
How am I doing?
Punchline Comedy Club.
So is this, what did you study when you were in school? What did you study?
I studied a bunch of stuff that, he was faking it.
Right,
really? History, political science. So all the stuff you do when you're pretending to go to law school later. I was trying to get the comedy man. Here I am. You know, so it was all that for the parents. Be like, hey, look, I'm studying. But then do the comedy on the side. Secretly, if you will.
Yeah, right, it worked out.
Right, right. So how long have you been doing comedy?
10 years, February.
Wow. Yeah, and this is your first... Well, you've played Philadelphia before, but as part of a tour.
I think I did Park Casino, like I was telling you. Yeah. Outside of the city. And then some other stuff, but never the clubs, which I'm really excited to be.
Well, no, you're going to have a fun time. This is a great club.
It really is
a great club.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what have you been told? Because, you know, people...
Oh, my God. You always hear the worst about Philly, to be honest.
Okay. Let me
Philly audiences are harsh.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be the judge of that. All right. No, you always hear that they're tough audiences, but I'm kind of excited to play here. I love a challenge.
Now you were just in D.C.
I was. Right? I'm still drunk. I told you, John. I took the 5:30.
Right? He was on a train this morning to get here in time. As commitment, ladies and gentlemen.
Just to see the mustache.
Now, are you single, married?
I'm single as it gets.
Okay.
Is this live Tinder?
Yeah, right.
Single as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. Bring your women and children. I mean, not children. This is weird.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. But go see Amir.
That's what I meant. I made it sound so weird.
Bring
your
name
wife.
Bring
those kitties.
That's
so creepy.
I got the predator list here.
What the show's can't stand for?
Cream?
Oh.
Oh man,
Krispy Kreme.
Do people with a name like Amir, when you come up on stage, is there an expectation, right? You know, from people, or have you ever like especially you can imagine a guy named Amir playing in the South? I mean,
I'm sure. Yeah, people come with a different expectation.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
do they come at all in the South?
Yeah, sometimes they don't come. At all. I ain't going to see this show, man. The hell he talking about, Amir? That's something you look at. I ain't coming to this show. Partner. Whatever
now,
it is.
Now, where in California are you from? What part of California?
The city of Orange. Which you're is in Orange County.
Orange County.
Yeah, so, yeah. So I always say Orange County. People go, oh, by the beach. And I go, no, by the freeway.
But you know Disneyland like the back of your hand.
Buddy, that's right there. Yeah, but Disneyland was probably 15 minutes from us.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You see, I know Mickey Mouse. Personal friend.
Why do you say that like he's your dealer?
Hey, because he used to slang some stuff. You don't know Mickey Mouse?
The guy inside Mickey Mouse. Mike, that's true.
Not impossible. The man did walk in the studio vaping.
It's true. He ain't lying.
And he ain't, and he ain't drunk.
Me and Mickey go way back.
Amir Gay. Oh, my God. Amir Gay is appearing tonight and two shows tomorrow and Saturday. One tonight at 8 o'clock, two tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30 and 9. As a matter of fact, I've got tickets for tomorrow night's 7:30 show, so if you would like to be there, give us a call here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. It is a pleasure to meet you, my man.
Oh,
thank
man,
you
it was
so much.
A pleasure to be here.
It really is. It's so kind of you to get up ridiculously early and get up here on train from Washington.
Oh, I didn't want to.
Oh, thank you.
I'm joking. John, I love you to death. Come on,
I don't want to leave, but I got it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.